Leaders Meeting with entrepreneurs and manufacturers. On Monday, 30th of January 2023, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, had a meeting with hundreds of top business people, manufacturers, employers and industrialists at the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya in Tehran. At the beginning of this meeting, top businessmen, manufacturers, knowledge-based entrepreneurs and industrialists presented a report about their activities, their successes, achievements, concerns and worries, making suggestions on how to improve business conditions and the economy, and removing obstacles in the way of business and manufacturing. In this program, we discuss the leader's speech and points of view expressed at this meeting. Please stay with us. On Monday, 30th of January 2023, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, had a meeting with hundreds of top business people, manufacturers, employers, industrialists, and knowledge-based entrepreneurs. After hearing the comments and suggestions made by top businessmen and industrialists, Ayatollah Khamenei thanked and welcomed the audience, saying, "I found your comments and suggestions very interesting and have benefited from your presentation and comments. Clearly, your spirits are very good, you have high hopes, and your endeavors benefit this country. Of course, this does not surprise me. We have highly skilled and talented young people, researchers, business people, entrepreneurs, and industrialists. It is clear to me that there is huge talent in this country. In addition, we are an exceptional nation in terms of God-given natural resources, and we have a geostrategic country, exceptionally well-placed geographically, and we have excellent human resources as well." The leader poignantly added, "What I see in my mind, in my mental vision about the future of this country and the future of this nation, and about the advances that we have been making in science and technology, is a lot more than what is conventionally expressed or assumed. It is truly a lot more." The leader emphasized that relatively good progress has been made in manufacturing, knowledge-based production, job creation, and high-tech industry, stressing that economic growth and manufacturing growth has been significant. Turning to official statistics, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "In the first half of the current Iranian year, we have had some improvements in economic indicators. These indicators were compared to the first half of last year. They show some growth and movement. The increase or growth in non-oil gross domestic product or GDP, growth in the added value of industry and mining sector, especially in the production of large workshops, we had a respectable growth of 6.6%. We also had growth of fixed capital formation and the like. All these point to economic progress." The leader emphasized that the country needs rapid economic growth in order to combat poverty and to raise the living standards of ordinary people. Turning to setbacks and relative standstill in economic activities in the 2010s decade, the leader said, "There are various reasons for this." He added, "Not all of this can be attributed to weak management. No, some of it was related to external factors and some of it related to internal factors. The sanctions had an impact, the reduction in oil prices for a time had certainly an effect, and the fact that the country was focused on the nuclear issue and the economy was dependent on that also had an impact. As a result, we're currently behind, and there are many negative indicators showing this." The leader pointedly added, "Compensating for these setbacks, for falling behind, is obviously not an easy task. It requires sustained medium-term economic growth, if not long-term growth. Certainly, we need 7, 8, or 10 years of sustained economic growth to recover. This is why in the 7th development plan, we have set our main priority in the program to be economic advancement along with justice. The issue of justice is also very important. That is, if we move forward without justice, it is like we have made no progress at all. Progress must be accompanied by justice. Of course, there are certain procedures that must be followed, but it is not something that is impossible or problematic. There are ways to achieve this. In further comments, the leader said, "We have set a target economic growth rate of 8% in the policies of the 7th Development Plan. If we can truly achieve an average growth rate of 8% during the 5-year period of the plan, I think we will have done very well. We need this economic growth. But why? There are basically 4 reasons why we must achieve economic growth. The first reason is that people in the country obviously have problems with the cost of living and the well-being of families. This cannot be overcome in the absence of economic growth. If we want to eliminate poverty, economic growth is needed. This is the government's responsibility. This is the responsibility of capable people, those who have intellectual, financial, or managerial capabilities. Everyone has a responsibility in getting this done. And this is the first reason. The second reason is that Iran's ranking or status must be raised in regional and world economy. Doing this largely depends on the state of the economy. When a country's currency becomes weakened and its economy slumps, its credibility in today's world drops. To protect the country's position and ranking in the world economy, we need economic growth. And this is the second reason. The third reason is that we have many professionals among our human resources. Fortunately, one of the things we take pride in and one of the advantages we have is that we have a large professional, well-trained, highly skilled workforce in the country. Well, we had, for example, about 150,000 university students in the beginning of the Islamic Revolution. Now we have millions of university students and millions of university graduates in an array of scientific disciplines. These people need jobs and employment. We must provide them with employment and careers, and this is the third reason. The fourth reason is that we have a large number of young people in our country today. But will we have the same number of young people tomorrow? It is hard to say. With the situation I'm seeing today, despite all the emphasis that I have made on this point, the results are not very promising. We may not have huge numbers of young people tomorrow. We must make the country wealthy for that day. If the country is not wealthy when the number of young people starts to drop off, it would be hard to manage the economy. And this is the fourth reason why we should focus on bringing about economic growth today. The country needs to become wealthy so that it can manage itself in the future. In further remarks, the leader asked, "So how should we achieve this economic growth? There are 2 main pillars here. The first one is increasing funding for production and manufacturing. This investment in production and manufacturing is very important. The second issue is improving productivity. Our situation is not good in terms of productivity, especially in some areas. Productivity is very low. Work is done, resources are used, but productivity is poor. There are also other requirements. I have written down a few of them, which I will mention very briefly. First of all, the executive bodies of the government that are responsible for economic issues, both the country's general economy and various economic sectors, must have a strategic outlook. They need to have a long-term plan. Of course, I usually ask the government officials about this, and they state that they do have a long-term plan. Well, if a long-term plan, a vision, and a strategic plan exists, we will not suffer from routineness. This routineness causes harm everywhere. We state something one day, and the next day we violate it or change it in some other way. This is exactly what these gentlemen are complaining about. Many of these gentlemen who are active in business and industry are critical of this. Secondly, executive bodies of the government must support the development of private enterprises, the private sector. The country cannot manage without the activities of the private sector. An important mistake that took place in the first years of the revolution, and the effects of it still remain to a large extent, was that they pushed the private sector aside and entrusted everything, even the sale of retail goods, for example, to officials, the government and government organizations. But this was a big mistake. Private enterprises, which is where the presence, ability, initiative and money of the people are, must be supported. They need to be in the middle of the field. They're the ones who should manage the economy. I have repeatedly used the following example. There are two ways you can work. You can put a load in a pickup truck, sit behind the wheel of the pickup truck and easily transfer this load from one place to another. Or you can abandon the pickup truck, carry the load on your shoulders, get tired and not reach your destination. The private sector cannot enter the field if it has no support from the government, and if it does not enter the field in this way, it will not succeed. The third thing that is needed is that our knowledge and technology must improve. The amount of success we have experienced today is due to the country's scientific progress, which, thank God, began 15 or 16 years ago. There has been good progress and improvements have been made. The next point relates to small and medium-sized enterprises, which I emphasized a few years ago. In my New Year's speech, these small and medium-sized companies have a great role in creating jobs and added value for goods, and they can be of help to the economy. We must definitely not ignore them. Both government organizations should pay attention to them, and large companies should cooperate with them in their chain of production. They should develop them and help them to thrive. The last issue is the issue of cooperatives. Cooperatives for production can be one of the best ways for creating jobs, especially for creating economic justice in the country. We hope, God willing, the Almighty God will grant success to all of you and to government officials. I witness and testify that the honourable government officials are working with all their strength. I mean, the effort being made is truly very good. However, we should be careful about the direction that they're taking. And, God willing, we should get favourable results.